We're now going to turn the mic right back over to Gabe for resolutions. Oh, no, before that we do that, we're going to do a door prize, another $50. Mary Lou can tell us who it's from, and Debbie can pick the name. Paul Patchy, I believe, has left. Judy Wilkinson, all right. And this money comes from where? Why don't we identify? Yeah, the money that she's getting.
$50 from Orange County and
Guide Dogs in Orange County, all right, are paying for dinner. There you go. Very good. Shall we do one more when you get back up here? We're as long as she's not, she has an agenda over there.
You haven't called my name yet.
I haven't called Debbie's name either. See if we have these. Whoops. Okay, Debbie, pull one. You won't be able to read it. We'll have Mary Lou read it when she gets back up. Right there. All right. We got another one ready to read. Patricia Bogart, are you still here? No. Whoa, let's see what we got here. Probably $50. That's right, don't fork your money over to him. All right, we got those envelopes over there? Mary Lou's got them. Okay. All right, Mary Lou, $50 for Pam. Great. How many we got left? Eight $25 ones? Okay, we're going to do one more $50 one. And this time, Artis is going to draw. Christine Bailey, I don't think she's here. So draw again. Maria Mitchell, are you here? Nope, she's gone. Oh, you are here, Maria. Okay. All right. We're going to have three door prizes left. And Maria, can you raise your hand? All right. And we will turn the lost and tape recorder into the lost and found. Okay. Take it away, Gabe.
All right. There are, well, I was going to say, back as resolutions. There were four resolutions submitted. One was withdrawn, and then we've got the two appreciation resolutions. In just a second. Jeff, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I need to report the one from last year.
Oh, and before we get into reading them, we are going to have a summary from Jeff Tom about results or status of ones from last year.
So we had a resolution, as the minutes indicated, last year on holographic wills. And I was working to give, it was referred to the Governmental Affairs Committee, and it was agreed that I would give Charles a contact from the Uniform Commission of State Laws or some similar entity that we could explore if any other states are looking at some kind of novel way to allow people with vision impairments to to drop holographic wills. And I haven't been able to get in that contact yet, so that's where we are. And if necessary, this will come back next year. Okay, thank you.
And that now brings us to, if I can manage not to jump around on my document, Resolution 2016-1, which is dealing with online conventions, and it was submitted by Gabe Griffith and David Jackson. Whereas in recent years, it has become increasingly expensive for CCB to conduct its annual conference and convention. And whereas, for a variety of reasons, overall attendance at conventions has been declining. And whereas, when people have been attending conventions, they are often not purchasing the plated meals, making it challenging for CCB to meet its contractual hotel food and beverage minimum, causing the organization to make up the deficit from its limited financial reserves. And whereas hotel and transportation costs for attendees are steadily increasing, making it more difficult for the council to find affordable locations for the conventions. And whereas affordable online meeting platforms have become more accessible to screen reading and magnification software, allowing people who are blind or have low vision to access them more easily. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the California Council of the Blind in a convention assembled this 10th day of April 2016 at the Viejas Casino and Resort in the city of Alpine, California, that the president of this organization appoint a task force consisting of, but not limited to, representatives from the following committees: conference and convention, constitution and bylaws, technology, the technical operations group, and budget and finance, to investigate alternative ways of conducting conventions. And be it further resolved that this task force report its findings and recommendations to the CCB Board of Directors and membership no later than the 2017 conference and convention. The committee recommends a do pass, and I so move.
Okay. There's a motion and a second for passage of this resolution. Do we have any discussion? I heard Ken Metz first, and then a woman, Judy second. Jean's first, sorry, thought I heard Ken.
Here you go, Jean. Thank you. We, as a member of the Resolutions Committee, we had the word ad hoc in front of task force. I would like to see ad hoc added, please, in the first resolve.
The reason that that was taken out is a task force is an ad hoc entity, as opposed to a committee, which is not.
Well, I am aware of task forces that have gone on for years, and this is a short-term thing, and not to continue.
So the
and we voted on it too. So
the resolutions chair can decide whether that is acceptable to put it back. Okay, the resolutions chair has accepted it. It shall return. Okay, any other? Judy's next.
Jean, I just want to make sure that you don't feel that this conflicts with the work that you're undertaking to explore measures for future conventions. Okay, thank you. Okay, I meant this resolution doesn't in any way limit what you feel we're doing in terms of the phone call and the meeting we had Friday night. Okay.
All right. Any further discussion? Okay. Jordan, we'll get a mic to you.
If this resolution passes, does that mean we won't have conventions in person and only online?
Gabe, you want to comment on that?
Not at all. All this resolution is calling for is for the president of this organization to establish a group to look at alternative methods of conducting the business of the convention. Currently we have people that can't afford to come to conventions, and as it says in the resolution, a lot of it is because of costs, so we're looking at other ways for people to be able to participate in the convention, and nothing would be done without approval of the membership at the 2017 convention when this ad hoc task force makes its report back to the membership.
How does one get on this committee, ad hoc committee?
Lobby the president. Yeah, you got to come to me for a couple more months. Yeah, the shorter time I have left, the more bribable I become. That'll help you. Yeah, that'll help you. Okay, anyone else? Discussion on the resolution? Hearing none, all those in favor of the resolution say aye. All opposed say no. Abstentions? The motion is carried. All right, Gabe, back to you. Actually, let's do one more door prize because we've got like three left, I think. So we'll do one more set of $50. People will be leaving, and we want to give a chance for people to be drawn. Yeah, that Gabe chose.
What board member have I not chosen yet?
Kelly Hill.
All right.
Kelly Hill, you're here, aren't you? Yeah. Raise your hand. $50, yeah. All right, that gives us two left, I think, right? I think that's what we've got left. Two sets of two. Yeah, two sets of two. Okay, we'll go back to Gabe. Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry.
Thank you. All right. Resolution 2016-2 was withdrawn, but is going to be submitted to the ACB Resolutions Committee for them to have fun with this summer. Yes, ma'am? It was dealing with funding for visually impaired, blind or visually impaired teachers of the blind or visually impaired to be able to get funding for services such as drivers. Yeah, and the reason that we talked to the author of the resolution had her agreed to submit it straight to national is the issue the committee the resolution even said the committee felt that it's national in scope and the resolution is calling for federal funding, and so we felt it was more appropriate for ACB to be passing that resolution than for this organization. Resolution 2016-3 is, just because I can't be a resolutions chair without having one, deals with the business enterprise consultants. And it is brought to us by Paul Patchy Jr. Whereas business enterprise consultants, BECs, who work for the Department of Rehabilitation are the primary point of contact between business enterprise program, BEP, vendors, and the department. And whereas, among other duties, BECs inform blind vendors of program rules, assist vendors with the procurement of equipment, advise vendors on business strategies, and serve as the liaison with program management. And whereas BECs often have little, if any, background in BEP or relevant experience. And whereas did I miss business? Yeah, it says business experience. Sorry. And whereas this lack of familiarity with BEP or the food service industry has contributed to advice being given to the blind vendors, which can be incorrect and damaging to the vendor's business. And whereas BECs are generally far more interested in informing enforcing program rules than in helping vendors improve their business. And whereas this lack of appropriate appropriate supervision may place BEP vendors at jeopardy of losing their vendor agreement license. Now, therefore, be it resolved, and I'm going to skip the boilerplate stuff, that this organization strongly urge the department to require its existing and newly hired BECs to spend at least 2 weeks of occupational skills training at a BEP location with an experienced vendor to gain business experience and insight to the business enterprise program. The committee recommends a do pass, and I so move.
So we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion on the resolution? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Abstentions? Okay. Yes.
I know that sometimes the process of getting resolutions and cover letters to the department takes more time than but we have a BAC meeting, Blind Advisory Committee for the Uninitiated, in mid-May, and I don't have my calendar open right now, but I think it would be good to have that resolution to the department as soon as possible, and with a reminder, Jeff, since you're still on the Blind Advisory Committee with me, we can perhaps agendize a discussion about the job requirements for the business enterprise consultants.
Yep, we will certainly make sure that resolution gets to the committee. Thank you. All right, okay, back to you.
Thank you. Resolution 2016 number 4 deals with PBS audio description, and it was brought to us by Steve Bauer. Whereas the public broadcasting system, PBS, is the primary provider of programming with audio description in the United States. And whereas Los Angeles is the second largest television market in the country with a large number of residents who could benefit from audio description, and whereas KCET, the former PBS affiliate in the Los Angeles market, opted to pass through the audio description produced by PBS until they disaffiliated from the network, and whereas now KOCE, we were told KOCE, please let me read the resolution and then we can discuss differences, KOCE, known as PBS SoCal, is the major provider of PBS programming in the Los Angeles market, and whereas PBS SoCal, in response to a viewer inquiry, has stated that they do not have the equipment to pass through audio description and has chosen not to invest in this technology. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this organization contact PBS SoCal requesting that they pass through the audio description, and be it further resolved that this issue be referred to ACB, asking them to request PBS to mandate all of their affiliates to pass through audio description. The committee recommends a due pass, and I so move.
All right, there's a motion and a second for adoption of the resolution. Is there any discussion?
Mr. President?
Is that Albert?
Albert.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed a little clarification. What does it mean to pass through? Are we trying to get it where they will get audio description through KOCE or to not do it? I don't understand.
Well, pass through basically means that the it's produced by the PBS network, but the local station isn't giving you the audio description when you, you know, tune into it. You aren't able to get it. If they don't pass it through, if they do pass it through, you are able to get it. Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the resolution say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? The resolution is adopted, and we will obviously refer this on to ACB.
Okay, resolution 2016 number 5 is the hotel appreciation. Whereas the hard work of the Viejas Casino and Resort staff helped to make the 2016 California Council of the Blind Conference and Convention an unbridled success. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this organization thank and commend the staff of the Viejas Casino and Resort for their outstanding effort. The committee recommends a due pass, and I so move.
Okay. This resolution is clearly a horse of a different color, so to speak. All those in favor of this outstanding resolution say aye. All opposed? Abstentions? The resolution is adopted. Let's hear it for the hotel staff. Last but not least.
Gene is asking for the floor.
Yes, Gene, sorry. Didn't hear you back there.
Did I miss the resolution for
congratulating, complimenting the volunteers for the work.
We haven't voted on it yet. He hasn't brought it up yet. Okay.
Okay, and number resolution 2016-6, whereas without the outstanding efforts of the volunteers at the 2016 conference and convention of the California Council of the Blind, this event would not have been such a resounding success, now therefore be it resolved. That this organization express its profound appreciation for the work of the volunteers at the 2016 CCB Conference and Convention. Committee recommends a do pass, and I so move.
Okay. There's a motion for adoption of this outstanding and resounding resolution on the floor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Let's hear it for the volunteers. Yes, indeed. Okay. Yes, we're going to give the mic back to Gabe for the conclusion of his report.
That concludes the reading of the resolutions. Before I close, I would like to thank the committee, the members that were here this year, and I'm going by memory, I apologize, so if I miss somebody, speak up. Gene Lozano, Robert Wendt, Linda Perel. Am I missing any committee members that were here? I think those were the committee members. And I was going to get to, are you a member of the committee, Jordan? Yeah, that's what I thought. I was going to say, I wanted to thank committee members first, and especially thanks to people who spent many hours with us. On Friday night, we went into the very wee hours of the morning. And people that were there are Sarah Harris, Paul Patchy Jr., Steve Bauer, Jordan, and Jordan, I forget your last name. Miranda? Did I mention Charles? Okay. Yeah. Jeff just whispered Charles' name to me. And then last night, Jeff and Leslie Tom joined us. And I think I have caught everybody. So. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Keep those resolutions in mind for next year. And again, if you would like to be a member of the resolutions process and committee, contact myself, current president Jeff Tom, or incoming president Judy Wilkinson, and we can work on getting you involved in the committee and a member of it. Thank you, and Mr. President, that concludes my 2016 resolutions report.
Okay, do we have a motion to accept the report of the Resolutions Committee? There is a motion. There's a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. All opposed? Abstentions? That motion has definitely got support. Okay.